process. The final goal determines the immediate task. This old philosophical principle is of utmost importance, and the WRC gives it an all-new impartial cogency. The quest as regards the final goal of the suitable community only presupposes one thing, that neither the state of our sun nor the insanity of the CIB have made the world uninhabitable in due time or untimely. What is the final goal of the suitable community? This one well and truly begins from now on, but its essence would not shine in all its purity until the dwarf people of today will have become giant humankind. The main thing is that the fall of the accursed Western world will happen completed. As a serious thought, the USA-Europe-Atlanticism must split up. One side gives us a free zone on a continental scale, neocolonial rear included, ensuring the suitable community a strategic depth and autarky resources. The remainder of the system will unfailingly upset at the cost of the 12 labors of the Hercules people, concluding with the social union of the planet, so much dreamt of by our ancestors. The suitable community regime will appear in its birth suit at the end of the following process. 1. First of all, the commanding barbaric cause will have been wiped out relatively fast, so that the couple mob cast will be no more than a bad memory. 2. Then, for quite a while, living prehistory will remain a necessary crutch for the edification of the new regime before we can scrap it. Indeed, the Popular Front, as such, cannot avoid performing its task patiently, while mating at best the mutually exclusive and therefore limped, crippled, known forms of the materialist equality and the spiritist liberty of yesteryear. 3. Finally, Anacom, the regime of the properly so-called third species of the human race, can be known in its absolute originality due to the fact that this people has completely overrun the mob, and that, skirting, the front has totally annexed the church. Casted. Note. Unlike spiritist partiality, the ontology of Aristotle, the teleology of the proponent of the final cause, the double negation of Hegel, and the regulatory scheme of Kant